Some say that chivalry is dead, but I say you can be chivalrous and a feminist at the same time. See? A thank you would be nice. Society has told me my whole life, be a man or man up. But feminism has rewired my brain to say woman up or girl power or plunge that toilet, woman.
Just keep in mind, they'll do all that for Chad and Tyrone. She would never do that for a beta. She would smack a beta for even asking to do any of those things. What she wouldn't do, she mean for the wrong guy.
I think what bothers me is that these men think that their value and men's value in general is congruent with how valuable women see them. Like, their version of a high-value man isn't a man who has discipline and integrity and morals and honesty. It's a man who makes a lot of money and gets a lot of girls. Again, it's basically this idea.
I totally agree. I'm not in support of those type of red pill content creators. I mean, they say a lot of the red pill truth, and I support that. But when they start talking about high value and if you want women to see you like this, do that. That should never be the motivation to do anything as a man. Because fuck a bitch. Women aren't important. So I would never look for a woman to get validation. You could tell some of these red pill content creators base their worth off of if they could pull tail. That's bullshit. And a lot of them talk about, you know, their value comes from how much money they can make. That's bullshit. So don't listen to that aspect of certain red pill content creators. It's about character, discipline, morals, work ethic, things like that. That's what make you the man you are. Not money and not how much bitches like you.
Idea that we as men are only as valuable as women think we are. And that right there, that is what I'm fighting against.
Of course he's going to say that. He's trying to hit for the first time. Now, can you keep him around for the rest of your life at this point, though? That's the hard part for women. Yeah, you can stunt on TikTok. Look, the new guy said he don't care about my stretch marks. Yeah, because he's just trying to hit it for the first time. Now, if you've been hitting it for 10 years, you're like, I'm tired of seeing them fucking stretch marks. But your woman brain just can't get it.
If your girlfriend sends you a long, heartfelt text pouring out her feelings, just reply, K. Be a man.
I agree. This is rare breed, and I approve that message. That's how you keep her in love with you. Now, if you reply back with another heart-filled message, that's how you end up with another man in your bed while you at work.
Oh, Annabelle Chong, she's my hero. She is an Asian woman who graduated from USC, and she 300 guys in 10 hours. And she famously said, there's no difference having sex with one guy for 10 hours versus 300 guys in 10 hours if all of it is protected and consensual.
Yeah.
Except for the visual.
Well, the difference is the mental anguish and all the mental illness that you're going to have. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But definitely within the next 5 years or so. That's the difference. And look, these are the times we're living in now. Young women aspire to be huge whores. Yeah, she graduated from USC or something, but she don't care about that. She just threw that in to lighten the blow. What really make her her hero is taking 300 dicks in however much time, an hour, 2 hours, however long it took. I guess, in a way, that is a feat. So I guess I got to give her a little bit credit, but the shit is just disgusting and sad.
Just a little background. We've been on two dates with each lasting anywhere between 2 to 4 hours long and made out at the end of both. Doesn't mean shit from personal experience.
So yeah, he have a little experience dating women because he know just because a bitch kissed you, made out with you on two dates, don't mean she into you. She could just do that all the time. So it don't mean she have a special bond with you. So he a little bit red pilled at least.
At the end of the second date, I, 26M, text her I made it home and I had a great time. She, 22F, replies made it back too and I had a wonderful time and I felt a really unique connection with you. I hope we can do this again sometime. I got really ecstatic reading that as I finally cracked that connection dilemma that's plagued for so long, and then I set something up for this Sunday. So today...
Okay, wait, you said you were ecstatic just because a bitch fed you a little wordplay? Okay, maybe you're not as red-pilled as I thought. Women just say stuff like this to come across as nice or cool. Don't mean they're really into you. But the fact that you texted you got home first, it's a little girly. But see, little stuff like this, it sounds petty, but this is the type of stuff women pay attention to. She should be the one texting you she got home. I don't do that checking to see if you got home shit until we in a relationship. Sound petty, but like I said, the petty things speak volumes when it comes to women. But it's just, I'm not texting because I just genuinely don't care. Not because I'm purposely trying to be petty. Because I know if you really cared about me and really liked me and really wanted to keep things going with me, you would just text me at some point when you got home anyway.
LOL. Fast forward till Tuesday, we started talking to me about astrology and how she knew it better than most people. I teased her about it and asked her to guess my sun sign. She guesses wrong obviously and said I was a Scorpio, and I retorted that I'm a Libra. Then I followed that up with stating I think astrology is interesting, but I personally take it as a grain of salt as I don't believe the constellations of stars determine our personality as humans.
Yeah, she gonna take that as a huge red flag, because women are fucking goofy as fuck. Like I said, the petty things mean so much to them. Dumbass zodiac signs bullshit.
Then replies with, oh, you're a Libra. I don't typically get along with Libras. What does your birth chart look like? I send her a SS of what it looks like and make the point about astrology not being the be-all end all of humanity, since we seem to click IRL despite not being the most compatible of zodiacs, didn't even know this was a thing. She proceeds to reply with, I don't know if we're a good fit long term. The chart isn't promising either. I asked what about it isn't promising, and I never got a reply. This was sent this past Tuesday to put it into perspective, and we have a supposed date today evening. Really?
Dude, you're dodging a huge bullet. I mean, I know women are into zodiac signs, but if a woman is this into it, trust me, man, this isn't a good choice for a long-term relationship. She was right, but not for the reason she think.
Not sure what to do or say at this point. I've had a lot of disappointments over the past 8 to 9 months, but this one will probably sting the most since I actually gave myself genuine hope with this girl. I felt this was mutual up until the topic of astrology came up. Haven't sent a confirmation text, but at this point, is there a need? She left me hanging on a question.
No, don't do a follow-up. Just don't text this bitch again. I would say these days, I would wait 7-8 dates before you start to feel like it's something more than just the casual bullshit that's going on in the dating world. And even then, that's not for sure, but getting your hopes up after 1 or 2, 3 dates, nah, man, not in this era. I think you might be trying too hard. Focus on your career, focus on school, focus on anything other than a bitch. And if one come around, so be it. But you got too much of your heart invested in the dating environment.